While the book was badly written and hard to follow, he found the basic ideas of ego familiar. He wanted to learn more. Harris interviewed Tolle, but found the man just as difficult as his book. Harris continued to look for a way to consolidate Tolle's ideas into a workable solution. This led him first to Deepak Chopra and then to a psychiatrist and Buddhist, Dr. Mark Epstein. Epstein's ideas of meditation appealed to Harris. Once again, Harris sought out the author and found him to be a normal guy with reasonable ideas. Harris began to research Buddhism and meditation. Eventually, he began practicing meditation himself. It was awkward at first, and he found it difficult to follow. After talking again with Epstein and other followers of Buddhist meditation, Harris decided to go on a retreat. During the retreat, he discovered a type of clarity that made him realize that meditation had a positive impact on his mind and spirit, as long as he did not force it. Harris embraced meditation, trying to share his newfound clarity with friends and family. During this time, he also discovered research being done on meditation that was both encouraging and groundbreaking. Harris began to embrace almost all aspects of Buddhist meditation, including the idea that compassion toward others could help a person find clarity and compassion in themselves. Harris's career suffered for a time after his embrace of compassion. However, after many discussions with Epstein, as well as with his boss, he found a way to consolidate his Buddhist beliefs with his ambition to become a successful television news anchor. Important people. Dan Harris. Dan Harris is the author of this book. Harris is a news reporter who has worked for ABC News since 2000. Harris discovered meditation could help him control his insecurities and his emotions, making him 10% happier in his life and career. Bianca Harris. Bianca Harris is Dan Harris's wife. Bianca is a doctor who does not follow her husband's beliefs in Buddhist meditation. Peter Jennings. Peter Jennings was a news anchor on ABC's World News Tonight. He was Dan Harris's boss and mentor. Jennings died in 2005 of lung cancer. David Westin. David Westin was president of ABC News until 2010. Westin was Harris's boss and responsible for making him co-anchor of the weekend edition of Good Morning America. Ben Sherwood. Sherwood is the man who replaced Westin in 2010 as president of ABC News. Sherwood encouraged Harris to be more of a team player and to be a leading man in his role as co-anchor on Good Morning America. Dr. Mark Epstein. Dr. Mark Epstein is a psychiatrist and Buddhist. Epstein has written multiple books on the benefits of meditation. Ted Haggard. Ted Haggard was pastor of New Life, an evangelical church. Haggard lost his church and his reputation when he was accused of paying a male escort for sex during a time when he was preaching against gay marriage. Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle was a German man who had an overnight spiritual panacea. Tolle wrote two books discussing the ego, the inner voice, and how to live in the moment. Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra is a New Age guru with similar beliefs to Tolle's. Harris mediated a debate that featured Chopra. Joseph Goldstein. Goldstein was a young student with the Peace Corps when he discovered Buddhism. Goldstein runs the retreat Harris attended shortly after learning about Buddhist meditation through Dr. Mark Epstein. Author's note. Most of the events described in the book were recorded, either in video or voice formats. Preface. There is a voice in people's heads that speaks to create.